Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, this is the last time I get a chance to talk with you before the World Juniors come to town. Potentially the only time it ever comes to town. How big of a deal is this?
Well, it's a good deal. It's good for the community. It's good to bring these games, you know, showcase this event, showcase it to our community, showcase it to our region. Obviously, the event's going to be in the metro area, but it's nice to have a few teams here, and I'm excited to see those teams play and, meet the coaches and those types of things.
What is it about this tournament that, I mean, the Olympics are a big deal because it happens every 4 years. This tournament happens every year, and yet it's a big deal. Why?
Well, I mean, it's just is. I mean, I don't know the notoriety of this tournament. I mean, it's been going on a long time, since the 70s. And I think probably the biggest reason is that it's such a big deal in Canada. It's probably the biggest international tournament in Canada. And they're the ones. It's not as big in the United States, but it's big in Canada. And I think that's what's created, all the intensity, the emotion, and the fanfare of the World Juniors, a lot of it. And it's big in Europe as well, Europe and Canada. And obviously, we're trying to showcase it here in the United States. But again, we're still a regional sport in the United States. But I think it's big in the state of Minnesota.
You have recruited Europe, not so much the three countries that are coming to Bemidji, but how can you utilize this to your advantage going forward?
Well, again, we're showcasing to these particular kids. I mean, we're showcasing our rank. I don't know if we're going to recruit any of the players on these three teams, on Latvia, Slovakia, or the Czech Republic. But the biggest thing is getting to know the coaches a little bit. And, they're going to see our facilities, and we're going to get to know them. And hopefully, again, you're increasing your connections.
It can't hurt, right?
No, exactly.
I think the last time I was in the U.S. was Grand Forks and Thief River, if I'm remembering correctly. And I want to say that it was Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin were here. You never know who's going to be playing in this thing, do you?
Well, no, there's superstars going to be playing in here. I mean, all the first-round picks, for sure. They're just a little younger right now. They're 19, they're pretty much 19, maybe 18. So I'm the odd 17-year-old. But, again, you got to be really good as a 17-year-old. But a lot of teams might want one 17-year-old. Like a Crosby or an Ovechkin to be on the team. But, it's a fun tournament. And, I don't want to sit there and say bragging rights, but there's bragging rights. There's a lot that goes into it. And, in a perfect world, the hockey world really follows it.
More when we return, Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. On to last night, Tom. Is that game the poster child of a game that stats don't really mean much? 37 shots, and yet you didn't generate a whole heck of a lot other than with an extra attacker.
Exactly. I mean, they were the better team. They deserved to win. Shots don't mean much. And, we got to be better. A lot of our offense last night happened by accident. And we didn't create our offense. We probably created six chances. But, the other six or seven scoring chances we had were by accident. And, a quick turnover, just something that happens that really we didn't create is what I'm getting at. And, we got to create more tonight. But we weren't very physical, and they broke the puck out on us. And we were doing a lot of chasing, and they were dictating terms last night.
Was your meeting with the team more new stuff or reinforcing what you've been saying over and over and over?
Always a little bit of combination. But, more times than not, it's just reinforcing. These guys know, and we have to have a physical component to our game, and that was lacking last night. And if you're not physical, you're not going to dislodge the puck, and they are going to break the puck out. And